that along their work. You've just been in back-to-back meetings and you're tired by the time you get home of having to perform for people, of having to wear a smile all day and keep your composure. And when you come through the front door, you throw your briefcase down and loosen your tie and you call out for me. And I just know right away downstairs and I ask you what's wrong and you take your big hand and you grab my jaw and stop me in the middle of what I'm saying. You don't want to talk. You don't want to hear me talk. You take your hand and you move it to my shoulder and you push me down onto my knees. I know what to do because I love for you. I love making your days better when you've had a bad one. So I get down on my knees and I'm fumbling with your belt and your jeans and pulling them down and see your cock's already just a little hard, and I know that you've been thinking about what you want to do to me the entire car ride home. So I pull down your boxers and it falls out into my hands. I'm smiling because this is my favorite part. Oh God. I'm so excited. Oh God. I part my lips and stick out my tongue and drag it up the length of your cock. And when I get to the tip, I slip my mouth over it and I start to suck. And I suck and I suck and I am looking up at you with my big round eyes, watching the tension begin to leave your body. And while I do, you're unbuttoning your shirt and taking it off and letting it fall to the ground. But I'm staring up at you too long and you take my head in your hands and you hold me exactly where you want me. Tell me to focus as you fuck into my mouth. Mm-hmm. I love when you hold me in place. And then I'm up. You've lifted me up. And you pull me in for a big, long kiss. And you tell me, you whisper against my lips to shimmy out of my skirt. To the floor, I step out of it, and you growl at me because I'm not wearing anything underneath. Your hand slides to my neck and you close around it just a little, and I'm standing there anxious, sort of shifting my weight from one foot to the other. My hands are still on your cock, stroking. But you hold me at arm's length, and you look into my eyes. You tell me to go bend over the dining room table. And I don't do it right away. I wait for you, but you tighten your grip around my neck and you say, do it. And so I let go of your cock and I walk over to the dining room table and I bend myself over it. And you haven't moved, so I look back over my shoulder, waiting for you. And you stand there. You stand there and admire the sight of me. Looking at my sweet little pussy from behind. And I'm getting impatient, even though this is supposed to be for you. So I put my hands back and I place them on my tight little ass. And I say, please, Daddy, I want to make your day better. The next thing I know, you're pushed up behind me. Slapping your cock against my ass. God. You tell me that you're sorry. You don't mean to hurt me. But then you've had a bad day. only way to make it better is to just is just to use me. And I nod a little. I use my fingers and I spread that hole. I know it's gonna hurt, but if it makes you feel better, then it's worth it. The tip up against my tiny little asshole. And then, he pushed inside me. Yourself inside me. One hand on my hip to hold me steady. And the other pushing my face down into the table. You don't want to see me. Strokes that I love. Oh God. Fuck. Fuck, Daddy. Oh my God. Fuck. I know how bad today must have been for you because you tell me right away. You say, baby, I'm gonna come deep in that ass. There, making myself available to you. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, Daddy. until you're close because, oh, fuck. You bottom out and I can feel how full those balls are. And they slap against my ass. This is for you, but can I come with you, please? And you pull me up by my hair. Wrap one of her hands. Grip my neck. You growl and you say yes, baby. Yes. Let's come together. Push me back down so my face is pressing into the table. You start fucking me harder. Oh god. You tell me that you're close. You ask if I'm close to you. So close to coming. Oh god. It's not surprising to you. Oh fuck. You know I love being fucked in my type of ass. I love the sound of it. Oh god. The sound of you slapping up against me. Oh fuck. I love the sound of your growls and your moans. Every time you think you can't get any deeper, and then you just slip that extra little bit.